As a business consultant in Lagos, Efua Ose routinely met women who were looking for ways to advance professionally but didn't know how. They needed guidance and mentoring.
I didn't plan to be an entrepreneur. I had a really great job. I loved doing that work, but I saw an opening, right? And I think many of us, we complain all the time. We're like, why isn't this happening? Or someone should do something about this? Or why isn't government doing this? And instead of complaining, I decided to take action and try to solve the problem myself.
Ose and her colleague Yasmin Belo Osage started the digital platform She Leads Africa. It now has an online community of 300,000 in 35 countries in Africa and throughout the diaspora. Anyone can be an innovator, Ose says.
Being in technology, you don't have to look a certain way. It's not just for one type of person. It's open to anybody. Anybody can play a role, and there's so much work to be done, and there's so many great opportunities that can come from it.
Ose sees potential in Africa. The continent has some fast-growing economies and the world's fastest-growing population. Its 1.2 billion population is projected to almost double by 2050. But, she says, Africa also holds challenges for entrepreneurs.
Dealing with policies and governments can be hard. There's also distribution, so how do I get a product that's made in Lagos out here to Austin, right? So when I think about the challenges, I think that that's what we're here for, right? We're here to break down those barriers and to find solutions to those problems.
She Leads Africa deals with problem solving. It started an accelerator, a 3-month development program to assist women-led startups in Nigeria. Chere Robinson won a spot in the program and $10,000 in seed money for a specialty travel company. She said it provided her a world of knowledge she did not have. Entrepreneurs often have to navigate complicated government regulations and licensing requirements. Ose suggests collaborating with key government personnel who understand technology.
I think it's important for technology leaders to take the lead, of course, and to be innovative in how we communicate to government, because they're learning just as much as we are.
Ose and Belo Osage have big plans. They want to reach 1 million subscribers for their website. As the site says, it's for the ladies who want to build million-dollar companies, lead corporate organizations, and crush it as leaders. Tigis Gemme, VOA News, Austin, Texas.